Children, the church is a holy place where the sacred, where the holy sacrifice of Mass takes place. And in the past times, bishops, whose job is to consecrate the church, used to spend whole nights or sometimes 40 days in fasting, watching and prayer right on the spot in the place where the new church or monastery was to be built. And always when one finds a church where the holy sacrifice of Mass is celebrated, and it has to be consecrated with the relics of martyrs. And some portion of those relics is deposited on the altar stone or under the altar in memory of the great martyrs of the church who have shed their blood in defense of our holy faith and in defending the holy sacrifice of the Mass. The churches of Christians are truly properly dedicated to God only, although under the title and invocation and in honor of the saints. And you have noticed that we treat the church in very utmost respect, because this is the holy place, the place where priests distribute the sacraments and where holy sacrifice of Mass takes place on day-by-day basis. And you also drive away any bad thoughts or demons when you enter the church by signing yourself with the holy water. And this is very old tradition where Christians, when entering the church, sprinkled themselves with the consecrated and blessed holy water to expurge all the evil or sinful thoughts from them and getting themselves ready to enter in the holiest of holies. Today is also the commemoration of the very ancient martyr in Rome named Saint Theodore. And always, usually, when we have some big feast of the church like today, there's also a commemoration of very ancient martyr in the early churches. So today's saint is named Saint Theodore, and he was originally a soldier in Rome, and he suffered martyrdom in the early 4th century. There used to be a church dedicated to Saint Theodore in Rome as well, and which was originally a pagan temple. Unfortunately, about 10 years ago, it was given to the Eastern Schismatics. Those are the ones who refused to accept that the Pope is the successor of Saint Peter and leader of the church. So the great city of Rome lost its precious temple, its precious church of Saint Theodore. But his was truly an admiring story and true heroism which he showed in his martyrdom. Theodore was a young and newly enlisted soldier in the Roman army, but then started a new wave of persecution against the Christians. But Saint Theodore was not going to hide his faith to Jesus, so he was arrested and taken in front of the governor and his commander. And he was asked by them how he dared to profess a religion which the emperors punished with death, namely Christianity. And Saint Theodore, with a great invocation from the Holy Ghost, boldly answered, "I know not your gods. Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, is my God. Beat, tear, or burn me, and if my words offend you, cut off my tongue. Every part of my body is ready when God calls it as a sacrifice." Of course, his judges were very angry, but because he was so young, they allowed Theodore some time to give the affair a second thought and dismissed him for the time. So Theodore used this time in prayer and prayer for perseverance, and so determined he was to prove that he would never sacrifice to false gods that he did something very radical and unexpected. He set fire a pagan temple which stood right in the middle of the city, and the whole grand temple was reduced to ashes. When Saint Theodore was carried a second time before the governor, he did not feel like to answer any more questions or persuasions. No, he wanted to confess right away of being a Christian, and they tried to terrify him with threats of torments and also to allure him by promising to make him a high-ranking pagan priest if he would just offer sacrifice to idols. But Saint Theodore's answer was that their priests were all most miserable idolaters because they were most criminal. So he was then mercilessly tortured, but still he maintained his former tranquility and greatness of soul. And when the governor's cruelty was tired, Saint Theodore was again cast to prison, where he was wonderfully at night comforted by God and his holy angels. And after a third examination, he was condemned to be burned alive in a furnace. And this sentence was executed in the year 306. Children, the church is truly your safe haven in world. When you grow up, remember to stay in close contact with your church and priests. As Saint Theodore was comforted by angels because he stayed so firm in his faith, you also find Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament in the church. And in this way, the church is truly your home. It is truly like the gate. It is truly like a vestibule of heaven where you will one day enter after your death. And when you remember where your final home, where your final resting place will be, the church becomes truly your peace of heaven on earth. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.